understood, fund, already powering discovery. Thanks to the incredible power of our PSP and CBD community getting behind the understood appeal, we are excited to announce 4 new research grants helping to push forward vital progress in understanding PSP and CBD. The money raised from the understood appeal has established the Understood Fund, a dedicated source of funding that will drive forward progress by supporting new and innovative research projects. Back in April, we opened applications for projects up to the value of £25,000. We received 10 proposals, the most we've ever had for a small grant round, showing the growing momentum and interest in PSP and CBD research. Here are the 4 projects funded so far through our Understood Fund. Understanding Astrocytes, the Brain's Hidden Helpers, by Dr. Diane Lopez, UK Dementia Research Institute, University of Edinburgh. Dr. Diane Lopez is a postdoctoral research fellow in the Bowles Lab, which is part of the UK Dementia Research Institute at the University of Edinburgh. She has received 12 months funding to study cells in the brain called astrocytes, which are affected by PSP. Astrocytes are support cells which help the brain clean up waste-like misfolded tau, the protein that accumulates in PSP. Dr. Lopez will grow human brain cells in the lab to study how astrocytes deal with harmful and healthy tau. The cells they grow contain genetic changes that make them produce the type of tau found in people with PSP. Her team will track how these cells break down and release tau to understand if astrocytes help spread tau around the brain and the potential for new ways to slow or stop the disease in the future. Long-term goals are focused on how astrocytes could be targeted in future PSP treatments to protect the brain. The funding from the Understood Fund will support key components of the study, such as reagents to help with cell culture, antibodies, and use of a specialist microscope for detailed cellular analysis. Investigating Protein Imbalance in PSP, by Dr. Philippa Henderson Souza, UK Dementia Research Institute at the University of Edinburgh. Also based in the Bowles Lab, Dr. Henderson Souza will receive 24 months of support from the Understood Fund to explore how PSP disrupts the delicate balance of protein production, folding and breakdown, a process known as proteostasis. In healthy brains, cells maintain a balance of making, folding, and breaking down proteins. When this process fails and misfolded proteins build up, this triggers a stress response in the cell, which leads to cell death. Dr. Henderson Souza's research will explore how disease-causing genetic changes in the tau gene disrupt proteostasis in neurons and the astrocytes. By inducing stress in cell models, the team will see how these disease-causing mutations affect a cell's ability to recover, leading to insights that could help identify early warning markers and future drug targets. The Understood Funding will be used to culture and maintain the cells for the study, as well as mass spectrometry costs for analysis of samples. Using smartphones and AI to improve diagnosis. Professor Michelle Hu, Nuffield Department of Clinical Neurosciences at the University of Oxford. Professor Michelle Hu, also an honorary consultant neurologist at Oxford University Hospitals, is working on a project that could transform how we distinguish PSP from Parkinson's disease, PD, at earlier stages by using a smartphone app to measure movement. Both diseases often begin with very similar symptoms like slow movements, tremors, and stiffness, which often leads to delayed or incorrect diagnosis. This impacts how quickly a patient may receive the correct care or support, or signposting to services like PSPA. The app Professor Hugh is going to be testing has been validated in people with PD and has been used to collect data from people with atypical Parkinsonism. By using artificial intelligence, AI, the team aimed to identify patterns that could distinguish between them. With the version already being used in a trial within the NHS, the team at Oxford hope new data from this project can be added to the app to be ready for further clinical testing. The funding from PSPA will fund a PhD student working as the lead analyst, helping to move this promising tool closer to use in more extensive NHS trials within 2 years. Uncovering the role of TRIM-11 in PSP by Dr. Sumi Bez, University of Cambridge. Our final project takes us to Cambridge, where research fellow Dr. Sumi Bez will spend 7 months investigating a gene called TRIM-11, which may influence why PSP affects people differently. TRIM-11 has been identified by researchers as potentially influencing the variation in how PSP affects someone, with 9 different forms of PSP currently identified. TRIM-11 is part of the quality control system in the brain, helping to clear harmful tau, and it is thought that higher levels of TRIM-11 in the brain are protective against misfolded tau. Dr. Bez will investigate the effect of genetics on levels of TRIM-11 in the brain, how it interacts with tau, and will measure TRIM-11 levels in patient samples. They aim to pave the way for therapies that may boost TRIM-11 levels to slow PSP progression. PSPA's funding will cover laboratory costs, including the use of specialised equipment, TRIM-11, protein materials, and a detailed data analysis. The money raised from the Understood appeal has established the Understood Fund. These groundbreaking studies are a crucial step forward in our shared mission to transform PSP and CBD diagnosis, treatment, and care. In the next edition of PSPA Matters, we will reveal the recipient of our Understood project grant, worth up to £250,000.